We are learning Masechta Avodah Zarah Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on the top of Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph. As the introduction, Hakdama, to the next sugya, we know that when something gets mixed up, an Isser with a Heter, then it could become Aser. But there's an idea called Bittel. Now, if it's a min be'ein minoy, if the two things that mix are not the same min, not the same type, so the halacha is that you go benois and tam. You go that if the iser gives taste in the heter, then the halacha is it's not batel because you could taste the iser. And Chazal came up with a ratio with the cheshbon that what type of number is it batel in? 60. If it's 60 heter connected the one iser, then it's batel b'shishim. You don't taste the heter. But there's another type of mixture, which min b'minoy, which you have two of the same min. One of them is osur, one of them is mutter. They get mixed up together. Now here, it doesn't apply the idea of taste, because they all taste the same. So what's the halacha bittel? So there is a shita that holds us dear, it's batel b'rayv. If you have more heter than iser, then it's batel. There's another shita that says that it's batel, it's not batel at all. Min b'minoy is ain't a batel. Even a mashu will aser it. Even a mashu of min b'minoy will aser it. And it's machloikis exactly when you say min b'minoy that it's also b'mashu. Do you say it dafker by chomer digger things like Pesach, by chomer on Pesach, yayin esach, by tevel? Or you say it across the board, by any iser that's mixed up, min b'minoy, to the same min, is it also b'mashu who not? Those are different machloikisim which we negay on daf ayin gimel and daf ayin dalad. We'll have those sugyas. But here, our sugya starts off here, that what constitutes a min b'mino? What makes it the same min? Is it the same name of the item, or the same taste, or the same smell? What makes something min b'mino? So that's what the Gemara starts off. Chamra atika b'imvi. If you have wine that's a old wine, an aged wine, that's yayin nesach, for example, and it spills onto anavim. Now, anavim are grapes. Grapes are definitely different than wine, but and it's definitely different taste as well, because grapes, the grape juice, tastes like new wine, not like aged wine. So therefore, chamra atika b'imvi divra akel b'nois etam. Everyone agrees that's called min b'she'ena minoy. The mixture is called one min with another min. It's wine together with grapes. And therefore, divra akel, the ratio to make that bottle, b'nois etam, will be bitl b'shishim. Chamra chadata b'imvi, if you have new wine that was not aged, b'imvi, in grapes. So here, the shiloh. Because here, on one hand, the tastes are very similar. They're the same taste. New wine and an oven taste the same. On the other hand, there are two different things. One's wine and one is grapes. So what does it have a din? It's a big nafkamina. Because here we're handling yayin nesach. By yayin nesach, everyone agrees that it's min b'mina is aser b'mashahu. So if it's considered the same min, so it's min b'minoy, so then the halacha will be, it'll aser, the wine will aser b'mashu, even if it's a little bit. If it's min b'shein b'minoy, then it'll be a case of batel b'shishim, so it's big nafkamino. So what's the halacha when it's chamra chalat, a new wine b'imvi, which has the same taste? A bayam b'mashu, it's considered min b'minoy, and therefore the iser will be even b'mashu. Rav Amar b'nei satam, Rav says, it's totally in shishim. And the Gemara explains, a bayam b'mashu, who b'sa taima as linon, you go b'sa the taste. They're both the same exact taste. The Havalei min b'minoy, therefore it's considered min b'minoy b'mashu. And min b'minoy, if you have an iser and goes and falls in the same min, the halacha is the aser is even b'mashu. But Rav Amar, no, b'nois etam. It goes b'nois etam. Why? Because b'asa shema is linan. You go b'asa shema, therefore it's talking bitl b'shishim. Because one is grapes, one is wine. They're not the same thing. They don't have the same name. And therefore, that's a mim shein aminoi. Bahai shemal lachod, bahai shemal lachod, each have their own name. Bahavali mim shein aminoi, or mim shein aminoi. Lach is mim shein aminoi, b'nei satam. It has a din of bitul b'shishim. And like Rashi speaks out, v'chol hecha de itmar nois and tam, ain't tam in nikr, have a shir b'shishim, the shir b'shishim. If you can't taste it, you don't know. So the shir is b'shishim in 60. So the machleik, big yisoyistik machleik is between Rava and Abaye in this case. What makes something mim aminoi? What makes something? Is it the same name or the same taste? And it's obviously they both don't hold, you need both, but one or the other one should be enough to call mim b'minoy. If it's the same name, then it sounds mim b'minoy. If it's the same taste, then according to Abaya goes basa taima, therefore it's mim b'minoy because it's the same taste. If you go basa the name, that one's wine, one's grapes. So it's two different meaning, therefore it's basa taima according to Rava. So you say it's like this between Rava and Abaya, you go basa shema or basa taima. You go basa what you call it, or basar a taste. So let's try to bring right from our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Tanan, Yayin Nesach Shnofal Gabi Anovim. It says, Yayin Nesach spilled on Anovim, so if they're smooth, you could wash it off. If they have cracks, then it's Aser. So now here you have a case where Yayin gets mixed up with Anovim and saying clear that it's Aser. And the Gemara is assuming it's Benoist and Tam, which makes sense that it's Aser Benoist and Tam. Kasakadaitach, Chamra Chartav Invi. And we're assuming that it means even new wine that's spilled on Anovim. And my lab ben oisin tam, and you see that the shear of iser is oisin tam, and if it sees the shear of oisin tam, it's a raya to rava that since one's grapes, one's wine, it's considered et mimish ein amino. So we're not no like mashu. It means it's also mashu. A baya could swim with it. It means mashu. Frey the gemara on midiktoni sefer za klal the sefer ends off with a klal kol shabah nasa oisin tam. Anytime there's a tam, it tastes good, it's osur. Kol she'im ben osur tam. If it doesn't taste good, then it's mutter. Mechlal reis tam askinon. It seems like our Mishnah, since it ends off with this klal, that the Mishnah's klal is, does it taste good or not? Pogum or not pogum? That's the klal in the Mishnah. Pogum or not pogum? And it says, if it's not pogum, you go bas ashushim reis tam. So it seems like our Mishnah, the halachos of our Mishnah are, the halachos of reis tam. So it's not talking about mashu, it's talking about shishim. It's talking about shishim. Mechlal meis tam askinon. So it's a kasha on Abaya, because Abaya says that in such a case it should be mim b'minoy, because they both have the same taste. And here we're saying, where yayin nesach falls on grapes, and we're assuming we're talking about new wine, and it's saying clearly that it goes b'nois tam. But Abaya says, the Pasha Tara, it's like, mishu not shvam. Masis mechamra atika b'invi, was that sign that our mishu is talking about Chamra Atika B'Imvi. We're talking about old wine with an oven, and there it definitely tastes different, and since it tastes different, therefore it's called Mimashay Aminim Vikin Dabaya. So the answer, the Rava could learn, it's even if the same taste, since it's different items. So say if it's new wine or aged wine, either way, it falls on the grapes, it goes with Nezan Tam, it goes with Shishim. Mashayk and Abaya will have to learn, it was Dafka aged wine, where aged wine tastes different than the grapes, therefore it's different time, and therefore it goes with Nezan Tam. Now we're going to say the Machlekes the opposite way. In this case, the first way the Machlekes was, Abaya was the one who was more Machmer, Rav was more Mekel. We're going to show a case here with the opposite, where Abaya will be more Mekel and Rav will be more Machmer. Chalo de Chamra, Chalo de Shichra, you have two types of vinegars. Vinegar, in those days at least, today we have something like that. It was old wine that started getting sour, turns into challah, turns into vinegar. So you have vinegar made out of wine, and you have challah de shichra, vinegar made out of shechar. Two different type of vinegars. But they're both called vinegar, so they have the same name. They're both vinegar. But one vinegar is made out of wine, therefore has a wine taste. And the other vinegar has a shechar taste. Or another shayla. That case, the shayla was the wine, was yayin esach, that fell into the vinegar of the shechar. Or v'chamir de chita, v'chamir de sairi. Or it's talking about sour, like it's called leaven, sa'ar, sourdough, it's a certain type of yeast that was made out of chitim, or yeast that fell made out of sa'irim. And one was chulin, one was truma, and they fell into each other. So they're both called yeast, but they're made out of different materials, so they taste different. So Abaya Omar, since they taste different, benois and tam, you go with chishim. Rava Omar, Rava says, b'mashu, that since it's not... since Rava says, since it's called the same thing, since it's Basa Shema, you go Basa Mashu. Mark explains, the vinegar tastes different. The vinegar of wine or vinegar of a beer tastes different. And the same goes for the Sa'ar. The Sa'ar of Chitim tastes different than the Sa'ar of Sa'irim. The loch is when it's min v'shein emina, it's b'nois tam, it's v'shishim. Rava says, that here will be called mim v'minoy, basa shma azina, v'chai chala mikri, v'chai chala mikri, they're both called vinegar, v'chai chamir mikri, this one's called yeast, v'chai chamir mikri, the one's called yeast, v'havle mim v'minoy, v'chom mim v'minoy mashu, and all mim v'minoy is b'mashu. So here we have Mechlekes, where it's the opposite. The case is, that also Mechlekes basa shma basa taima, but here in case of Baya is going l'kula, Rav is going l'chumra. Now the only thing you have to speak out is here, we're talking about a case for Rashi, chulin and truma. By chulin and truma, and we're still saying that there's a din that mim b'minoy is osav mashu. We said before there's a machloikus really. Is every mim b'mino osav mashu? With dafka ones that are chomer like yayin nesach or chometz or tevel. But by truma, maybe it's about the beroiv. So Rashi really bavarns this question, and Rashi the master v'chol mim b'mino mashu is like this: v'chol mim b'mino mashu l'kamam paskin and the lav hilchas achi elafil mim b'mino ibnoisin tam chutz metel v'yayin nesach. we pass the mimimino is benois and tam, is b'shishim, mimimino, besides for tevel and yayin esach. So therefore, he says the argamar that talks about truma and chulin is not really kehilchasa. The only problem is that Rashi Shita to all of us Shas is that every mimimino is b'mashu, he passes like that, madiyama, so some change the gears in this Rashi. And some learn the whole entire sugya is not even talking about Chuma and Chulin. They say this Chamira is talking about on Pesach. And it's talking about on Pesach, where there it's Taka B'mashu. And that's how other Rishonim learn the sugya. But in any case, the Ikka thing in Vav sugya is, we have a Chalukas Abaye V'Rava, Basa Shema, Basa Taima. Abaye holds, you always go Basa Taima, Basa the taste. That's what is the Kaveya. That's what makes something mim b'minoi, the taste. According to Rava, what makes a mim b'minoi is the name of it, the name of the item, and it has both kulos and chumras. So I think how do I know my tzad that it goes with time and not with the name? No amila, the was time as in and time with the raisa. Well, it's not really a mishnah. A mesecht is arla. It's really a mishnah, and the mishnah says like this: Tavlin beis. Rashi learns it means a spice that all pepper spices, but one's a long pepper, one's a brown pepper, one's a black pepper, one's a white pepper, and one's a white, black, or long pepper. So there's three peppers that have three different names, but the one min. Oy min gimel asurim, or three different gimel, that are three different minim of tavlin, three different spices. You have pepper, salt, and paprika. Three different spices. The halacha is asurim and mitzdarfim. They are, if they were asur, they're mitzdarf together to make one big iser, and you need shishim keneged all three of them. What's the pshat? Why the mitzdarf? Halacha mina masika askinim, because they all are sweet, and they're all sweetening the food. Halacha royal masik b'mitzdarf, it's the royal masik b'mitzdarf, therefore the mitzdarf. So Abaye says, why the mitzdarf? L'chayr, the Omer Starf, of course, they call it Min Mamina, the Omer Starf. What's Pshat the Omer Starf? Yeah, Bishlam Basa Taimaz Linon, Kulacha Taimu. If you say there, Basa Taimaz Linon, so we stand all one taste. Eli, on Basa Shmaz Linon, Hai Shma Lachod, Hai Shma Lachod. Each one has its own name, each one has a different spice. So why is it Mitzdarif? Why is it considered one Min, and you need to choose to connect all of them? Why the Mitzdarif? They each have their own name, Hai Shma Lachod, Hai Shma Lachod. And the Rishonim speak out, the Ritva speaks out, the Kasha is only on Rava, the Kasha is only Rava from the second case, not from the first case. From the first case, they're all considered pilpul. They all have the same name, really. Even though a different type of pilpul, different type of pepper, but they all have the same name. But the second case, where it's clearly three things, we're saying that Mitzdarev, Lachar, the three different the Shema, it's one of the world's Pshat. Eliyam, Basa Shema Azina, Hai Shema Alchav, Hai Shema Alchav, it's a Kasha Rava from the second case. There's two cases in this Mishnah in Arla. Tavla, Bezik, Gimel, Shem, Zim, Minachad, which is three type of peppers, or Min Gimel, or three type of spices. So the guy with three type of spices, we're saying that they all are Mitzdarev, because Chizki says, because the Mina Masika. So you see, go basa tam, because they all sweeten the kedera. They all go basa tam. So you see, it's a raya abaya and a kasha rava. Rava amalach no hamani ramei. This is not like chizkia. Pshat in this price is don't attack a three different minim. We're going to ramei. The time went to the price. We do aimer shem ramei. Menayin lechol asurim shavataris shetarim zehazeh. Having all asurim are mitzdarif, and then you need shishim connected all three together. It's a pasuk in the parashas for a. Shnei lo soichal kol teiva kol shu teafti lachareva b'val teichal. All the things that are also all the same lav al teichal, and that teaches us all mitzdarev. So Rava is saying not like Chizki, saying pshat in the brayis not because they're all mina masika. Pshat in the Mishnah is because they're all part of the iser loyseichal kol toyeva, and therefore they're all one lav, and therefore they're all mitzdarev because they're all one iser, and that's what makes the tzir. If it's going according to Ramei, it holds all the surim shemitayr shem mitzdarev zeh zeh loyseichal kol toyeva kol shu ta'afir la chare hu bebal. So Abaya holds that the reason was like Chizka, that's all Basa Taima. That's what makes it one. That's the Raya, you go Basa Taima and make Mimimina. According to Rava, three different Minim with three different names. So why is it Mitzdarev? Teretz is going to Rameh or holds that all Surim Shiva Taira are Mitzdarev Zemzef from the Pasuk of Asichal Kol to Eva.